KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly to mostly cloudy sky. Had a little sleet roll through the area over the past hour, and good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. We do look for mostly cloudy skies today with rain and drizzle changing to mixed precipitation, such as we've seen over the past hour, and that's expected more so during the afternoon before it becomes all snow. Our temperatures, again, will be nearly steady in the low to mid-30s. In the news, Iowa's Healthiest State Initiative, or HSI, announced today the 18 finalists for the inaugural HSI Awards. Individuals, communities, schools, and workplaces will be recognized for advancing efforts to improve the physical, social, and emotional well-being of Iowans. In the community category, the city of Harlan is an award finalist. Jamie Haberl, Healthiest State Initiative Executive Director, says the Healthiest State Initiative is proud to recognize the work those finalists have been doing to improve the overall health and well-being of Iowans, and they've set a great example for other individuals, communities, schools, and workplaces to emulate. She says, we look forward to sharing their stories at the awards event. The winners will be announced at HSI's inaugural award event on February 15th from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Ron Pearson Center in West Des Moines. Each winner will be granted a monetary gift to continue their work focused on improving the health and well-being of their employees, students, or citizens. In addition to the awards, Jamie Pollard, Director of Athletics at Iowa State University, will deliver the keynote address at the event. Based on his own experience, a son who has battled cancer four times and his own health crisis in 2015, Pollard will share an inspirational message on why health matters. You can purchase tickets for that event, the February 15th event, $25 for an individual or $190 for a table of eight. You can learn more about it at iowahealthieststate.com. The Creston Police Department reports this morning two people were arrested at around 7:30 p.m. Friday on assault charges. 46-year-old Michael Williams and 38-year-old Christina Williams, both of Creston, were arrested at their home for simple domestic assault. The pair was later released on $300 bond each. And last night, 50-year-old Edith Davis of Creston was arrested for OWI second offense and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. Davis was later released on a $3,000 bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reported over the weekend the arrest of 35-year-old Samuel Jacob Whitaker of Red Oak. He was taken into custody Friday night, a little after 9 p.m., for being a fugitive from justice on a valid arrest warrant out of the state of Missouri for parole violation as well. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond while awaiting extradition by authorities in Missouri. Officers of the Red Oak Police Department assisted in that arrest. An Iowa lawmaker says he's taking full responsibility for his decision to drive drunk. State Representative Francis Chip Baltimore, a Republican from Boone, was arrested Friday morning in Ames near Interstate 35. His blood alcohol tested out at nearly twice the legal limit, and a pistol was found under the driver's seat of his vehicle. Baltimore told television station WOI that he made a very, very bad decision to get behind the wheel. Baltimore, who's also an attorney, was serving his fourth term as state representative. He's chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, a legislative body that has advanced legislation in recent years to add more penalties for individuals arrested for drunken driving. New data show Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds raised more money last year than all of her gubernatorial challengers. Details about the totals, which were required by Friday, show the Republican governor collected more than $3.7 million in 2017. She starts the new year with about $4.1 million available. Fred Hubbell, a businessman seeking the Democratic nomination alongside six others, raised over $3 million in the same period and has a $1.2 million cash on hand in his bank. Kathy Klassen, a union organizer in the Democratic race, has raised more than $1.3 million and has more than $729,000 available. Nate Bolton, a Democratic state senator seeking the party's nomination, collected over $1 million and has a little over $481,000 on hand. And Ron Corbett, a former Cedar Rapids mayor challenging Reynolds in the Republican primary, raised more than $844,000 and has nearly $580,000 available to him. The State Commission told lawmakers that repeated cuts to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources has threatened its ability to protect the state's air and water as reductions have forced the agency to leave more than 100 positions vacant. The Des Moines Register reports the Environmental Protection Commission's annual report to the legislature noted the DNR's budget had been cut nearly in half from $22 million in 2009 to $11.17 million in the current budget year. The cuts have come amid increasing concerns for the state's polluted waterways. The DNR handles permitting for livestock operation, enforces state and federal air and water regulations, licenses hunting and fishing, and manages parks, forests, and trails. Agency cuts have come as state revenue shortfalls have forced lawmakers to repeatedly cut the budget. The Cass County Conservation Board has a couple of events for you to mark on your calendar for February. A full moon owl prowl hike will be held at Cold Spring State Park in Lewis on Thursday, February 1st at 7 p.m. And a Sweethearts snowshoe hike will be held at the Pellet Memorial Woods outside of Atlantic on February 17th, also at 7 p.m. For both events, you can come out for a great hike, and who knows what nature has calling for you. Now, the full moon will light the way mostly in some locations, and together you and your conservation staff will hike and try to call in various species of owls that may be at the park that night. All ages are welcome. And for the snowshoe events, snowshoes in a variety of sizes are available for that hike. The event will be canceled without no snow, of course. In both events, you should dress appropriately for the weather. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources officials stocked 1,000 rainbow trout Saturday afternoon into Big Lake in Council Bluffs. The event was part of an effort to promote fishing in the state. As part of the effort, the DNR and Council Bluffs Park and Rec Department also hosted a youth fishing event at Big Lake on Saturday. A raffle drawing was held to award prizes to anglers under 16 who attended. Brian Hayes is an Iowa fisheries biologist. He says stocking trout in urban areas across Iowa brings fishing closer to home for a lot of people and provides the opportunity for kids to get involved. Kids under the age of 16 can fish with a properly licensed adult, but together their daily limit is 5 trout. A family homeless shelter in southwest Iowa is starting a Girl Scout troop next month for young ladies who stay in the facility. James Simey, executive director of the Micah House in Council Bluffs, said he read about a Girl Scout troop in New York City that was expanding into several homeless shelters and thought it was a great idea.
I took to Facebook and tagged Girl Scouts of Greater Iowa and basically said, our doors are open and we love cookies. So if you guys want to start a troop, give us a call. And they did.
55% of the shelter's occupants are children. Micah House plans to host Girl Scout meetings once a week. The average stay for a family at the shelter is 1 month, and Simey hopes that girls who leave the shelter can stay involved or join another troop.
We will open that up for girls as they transition out in the community as well, but we will also hope to provide them information about troops that are out in the community. So if it's something that they choose to continue with long-term in the community, we'll say, great, that's going to be fantastic. If they want to come back to Micah House, we'll say the same thing. Great, fantastic, come back.
The Micah House is one of a few homeless shelters in the country to host a troop. Simey is very optimistic that it will be a positive influence for the girls.
You know, if we all trace back through our childhoods and even our adulthoods, you know, yeah, we have positive friends and family, but sometimes it's those individuals that are outside those circles that maybe have the greatest impact on our lives. So if we can just provide those avenues, and it's tremendous for our volunteers that come in as well.
Starting February 5th, girls staying at the shelter will be able to join the troop. They'll learn a host of skills, have a chance to earn badges, and sell those famous Girl Scout cookies to raise funds. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony, Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.